From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a warning has been issued by Syria. Syria's foreign minister is warning that Saudi or other foreign troops entering his country will return home in wooden coffins, and he asserted that recent military advances put his government on track to end the five-year-old civil war. Waleed Omar Alam's comments capped a week that saw the collapse of the latest UN-led Syria peace efforts and a Russian-backed Syrian government offensive near the city of Aleppo that sent thousands of residents fleeing toward Turkey. A Turkish official said Saturday that as many as 35,000 Syrians had massed along the closed border. Süleyman Topçıs, the governor of the border province of Kilis, said Turkey would send aid to the displaced but had no immediate plans to let them in. He said Turkey was prepared to open its gates in the event of an extraordinary crisis. That was in contrast to the words of Turkey's foreign minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu at the European Union meeting in the Netherlands.
We still keep this open border policy for these people fleeing from the aggression of the regime as well as airstrikes of Russia. And these people are fleeing from such acts. So we need to keep this open door policy for them.
Meanwhile, in Amsterdam, the EU foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, urged Turkey to open its borders to the Syrians and said the EU is providing aid to Ankara exactly for such purposes. She said the displaced are Syrians in need for international protection and that this was the message delivered during the meeting. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities in Afghanistan said Saturday national security forces and U.S. drone strikes have jointly killed at least 28 Islamic State fighters in a restive eastern region bordering Pakistan. The overnight attacks happened in Achin and Batakot districts of the province of Nangarhar, according to local officials. Achin's chief, Haji Ghalib, told VO8 that 16 Daesh militants were killed when missiles fired by unmanned American aircraft struck a vehicle and a gathering of the group in a remote part of the mountainous district. He identified the dead as Pakistani militants. Separately, provincial officials say Afghan security forces in the nearby Batakot district killed 12 IS fighters and wounded several others in overnight clashes. They say two civilians caught in the crossfire were also killed. Four-nation talks aimed at ending Afghanistan's 15-year war concluded Saturday with a call for direct negotiations between the government and the Taliban by the end of February. However, recent battlefield advances by the insurgents could make it hard to coax them to the table. A one-page statement released at the end of the meeting, which was attended by representatives of Pakistan, Afghanistan, China, and the United States, said a roadmap for peace had been agreed upon. However, it offered no details on what incentives the government might offer the Taliban. A Somali official says a bomb blew a hole in a jetliner, killing one person and forcing the plane to make an emergency landing in Somalia's capital of Mogadishu Tuesday. Ali Jama Jangali, Somalia's transport minister, said at a press conference Saturday that investigators concluded that a bomb caused the hole and was intended to cause the Dubai-based Da'alo Airlines jet to crash. He said the findings are preliminary and the investigation continues. United Nations and human rights organizations are calling for a complete stop to the harmful practice of female genital mutilation, which affects millions of women and girls worldwide.
Women and girls have been subjected to female genital mutilation for millennia, with the earliest recorded excisions having been performed on Egyptian girls in 25 BC. Indeed, Egypt in the 21st century remains one of the countries where FGM is most frequent. A recent report by the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, finds at least 200 million girls and women alive today have undergone female genital mutilation in 30 countries.
Rescuers were searching late Saturday for more than 100 people still missing after a powerful shallow earthquake struck southern Taiwan before dawn, causing a high-rise residential building to collapse and killing at least 14 people. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.